I have to say, I'm really excited about this next step from the Bank of England. They've officially moved their digital pound lab into phase two, which means we're finally stepping out of the theoretical realm and into live, commercially focused testing. It feels like a huge leap forward.
It certainly is a significant milestone. The core mission here is quite focused. They want to revolutionize trade finance for small and medium-sized enterprises. By stress testing a secure, compliant digital currency workflow inside a regulated sandbox, they're looking to solve real-world friction points that have held businesses back for years.
And they aren't doing it alone. They've brought together a really specialized consortium, with each partner tackling a specific bottleneck in traditional trade finance. It's a clever way to build a complete ecosystem from the ground up.
Exactly. Take NOBO Finance, for instance. They're automating those notoriously slow, paper-heavy commercial workflows and replacing them with rapid digital execution. Then you have Dun and Bradstreet bringing in reusable business identity credentials. That means an SME can verify its compliance and creditworthiness just once and then reuse those credentials across multiple transactions. It drastically cuts down that painful onboarding friction.
I love that approach. It makes the whole process so much smoother for smaller businesses who just want to get trading. And underpinning all of this is Polygon Labs, providing the blockchain infrastructure. They're ensuring fast, transparent, and low-cost settlement by effectively bridging stablecoin payments with the finality of the digital pound.
Right, and when you put it all together, you get a highly streamlined workflow. Let's say an SME requests trade financing. Dun and Bradstreet instantly verifies its digital identity. Then NOBO structures the agreement and handles the initial payments using stablecoins to provide that immediate liquidity the business needs.
It's such a neat loop. After that initial liquidity is in place, the transaction is settled in digital pounds. That gives it the legal tender status and regulatory certainty that financial institutions actually require. Plus, every single step is recorded on an immutable ledger, creating a crystal-clear audit trail that satisfies compliance while keeping capital moving.
That's precisely the kind of systemic inefficiency this initiative is designed to tackle. We're talking about lengthy settlement periods, heavy collateral demands, and opaque fee structures that have historically made life difficult for SMEs. By merging instant stablecoin liquidity with the regulatory weight of a state-backed currency, the pilot aims to unlock billions in working capital and strengthen supply chain resilience.
It's incredibly promising, but I know there are still some heavy hurdles to clear. Cross-border regulatory alignment, data privacy standards, consumer protection frameworks, and even the potential impact on traditional commercial banking deposits are all still up in the air.
Those are valid concerns, which is exactly why the Bank of England is using this sandbox approach. They're intentionally designing this phase to identify and mitigate those friction points before anything ever goes to the public. The findings will likely shape future technical standards, interoperability protocols, and policy guidance, potentially setting a precedent for central banks worldwide.
I really hope it sticks the landing. It's so refreshing to see digital finance move past cryptographic theory and actually demonstrate how a state-backed currency can solve tangible commercial bottlenecks. It feels like we're finally getting to the practical side of things.
Agreed. If this pilot succeeds, the results from phase two could establish a genuinely more efficient standard for global trade finance. It would fundamentally reshape how SMEs access capital and how commercial transactions are settled, marking a critical evolution in how we handle money in the digital age.